Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagné. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Now, we all know that stereotyping is a bad thing. But if I were to give you the headline that some crazy stuff with booby traps and shotguns went off, and some poor guy got hurt bad, what state would you pick? I think North Carolina might be one of the top 10 states you'd pick.
You didn't even let us guess, man. What kind of coast are you?
Oh, yeah. What do you think, Steve?
I'm going to guess Arkansas.
Oh, you were so close, Steve. It was North Carolina.
Wow. You didn't even let Vicky guess.
Oh, Vicky, okay, what would you guess?
I'm going to guess North Carolina.
She's a winner.
She cheated.
Bing, yeah. Bing, bing.
She's really good. She's really good at this. Yeah, I mean, this is, you go, hey, where would this crazy stuff happen?
See, I would have guessed Florida, actually.
Yeah. I totally would have.
Then that's a good guess. My second guess would be Massachusetts, because those are,
No, Massachusetts, come on now. You know, we're eight holes.
Like Massachusetts.
Hey.
Wow.
Coming out hot here.
Shots fired.
Come on. It seems like recently there's been a lot of stupid stories about people based out of Massachusetts.
I agree. There's some stupid stories. Yes. It usually involves people stealing, you know, championship banners off the freeway and stuff like that.
Just want some reciprocation.
But if you got a little bit of like, hey, who would have wired up booby trap shotgun action? It does feel like it's in the hills somewhere.
Okay.
And in North Carolina, this is what happened. A guy went to feed some squirrels. Now, again, if I told you there's a guy feeding squirrels and there's a problem, you might go, all right, Florida, you know, someplace rural. It happened on Monday morning. And unfortunately, it's a sad part of the story is that, yeah, he went to feed some squirrels, accidentally blew off his own arm with a booby-trapped shotgun.
Wow.
Yeah.
So people really have booby traps.
This is like right out of a movie, man.
Dude, it's kind of out of the I think it was the TV show 911 that we've been watching. There was an episode where this guy who couldn't see very well or was blind had his house fully booby-trapped. He was like a hoarder.
Oh.
And him and his brother like booby-trapped the entire house to the point where the brother got stuck at one point.
Oh, dude. So here it is. Art imitating life, life imitating art.
So people are that stupid.
Yeah, he hooked his shotgun up to a tripwire by his back door. And of course, hey, you don't want to remember something like that because he didn't. If you're going to put booby traps in your house, you got to remember you did that. He didn't remember he did that.
And so he was trying to shoot a squirrel.
No, he was feeding squirrels. Oh. He just has his house booby trapped, Steve, just because he's afraid of stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, it turns out, I guess, there's a lot of meth problems. So that's why he did it. He was friendly with the squirrels. He was digging on the squirrels.
I wonder if it was that squirrel that was in the news that had very big breasts. Did you see that?
Oh, I haven't seen that. You know what? I've heard about that breast squirrel.
Yeah.
Find me a picture because I want to see if she's hot.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, she's...
I mean, that's like a solid C cup for a squirrel. Scaled to size, of course.
Dude, not for nothing. I mean, that's a little bit more breast-like than I expected. You know what I mean?
I mean, that's a different type of booby trap.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. I can see why people are going crazy over that. They really it's cleavage and everything on that squirrel.
The headline says, Twitter users in Japan have gone wild for this photo of a squirrel appearing to have a sizable pair of breasts.
What do you think this guy in North Carolina would have shot off if he saw the squirrel breast?
Oh, my. I don't even want to know. Yeah, That'd be a whole different news story.
It surely would. Yeah, so here's what the thing. He told the 911 dispatcher that there weren't any other booby traps on his property, just that shotgun one. But then there was one report that said, oh, no, this guy had several booby traps on his property, which would make you understand how he could forget one of them. Like, if you only have one booby trap and it's the shotgun thing, I think you'd remember that.
Why even have booby traps?
He's got meth problems.
I understand that.
I mean, meth head problems is really what he's got. Yeah, he was rushed to the hospital, had some serious injuries. Well, again, when you have a booby trap, And you go, hey, how about... Oh, sorry, squirrel, I meant to feed you. Here's the audio of the 911 call.
Cleveland County 911. Something wrong with the boy, blew my arm off. Okay, well, how did this happen, sir?
I have a tripwire, and I opened up the door, and the tripwire went off and blew my arm off. I'm going to die. I'm in the driveway. I'm going to die. Just tell everybody I love them, okay?
Sir, we got help on the way. Is there anything you can control the bleeding with?
No, I'm out here in the driveway. My arm's blowed off.
Sir, I got help on the way. How old are you?
I'm 69.
Yeah, there you go.
Pretty hard.
Yeah, they're on their way, sir. Just stay on the line with me, okay?
All right, I'm going to try and get a towel around it.
Is your door unlocked?
Yeah, I'm right here. Yeah, it's unlocked.
Are there any more traps that my responders need to be aware of?
No.
Yeah, well... I guess one report said that's not true. You have plenty more. He was unbelievably calm.
Yeah.
But he's 69 years old, bleeding out. And if you played that for me, I would never have suspected that he blew his arm off.
No, if I saw that like on one of those TV shows, I'd be like, they really underacted this performance.
Yeah.
I'd be screaming and yelling. But maybe in that moment of panic, there's almost a calming presence that hits you.
You may be right about that. You know, maybe he was just like, okay, I made peace with my life, 69, tell people I loved him, I'm done.
I wonder if anyone has like a booby trap that listens to our show.
Oh, we've got some deep woods around here.
Yeah.
We do. You know, even though I talk about stereotypes, and there's certain parts of Washington State where, you know what, you feel like you're probably in the deep woods and people will be having traps.
One type says there's a lot of hippies down here in Oregon. They lay bear traps for loggers when they go onto a logging area.
Oh, that's BS.
I wouldn't put shotgun booby traps past them.
That's BS. You know what? When you're doing something to hurt other humans just because you philosophically don't agree with what they're doing in life, that's legal.
That's stupid.
That's just wrong. You can protest all you want. Don't have a problem with that.
I think booby traps should only be in your own home. You shouldn't be putting them in like the woods or in the
park. Is that what you're thinking?
I mean, if we're going to have a code for booby traps.
I didn't know we needed a code, but all right. You know what? I appreciate now I know that if I come to your house, the older you get, there's a chance.
And what was the name of that kid from the Goonies? Remember?
I can't think.
Data?
Yeah, Data.
Data. He had the booby traps, too.
Yeah, all over his body.
Yeah. So, Steve, you're pro booby trap as long as it's in your own home.
Yes.
All right.
Well, you're allowed to do whatever you want in your own home.
Okay.
So if you want booby traps, go ahead.
And the yard, too, right? That's all part of your property, right? That's all part of your property.
That's not fair to squirrels.
Oh, see, look at you. Care about the squirrels.
Well, especially the large-breasted ones.
Yeah, you're right. We got to keep them in place.
I don't understand this picture.
It is, yeah. That squirrel looks like, yeah, she probably should wear a bra.
Are we sure it's boobs and not maybe pecs? Maybe the squirrel's just all swole.
A ripped squirrel?
Yeah.
It could be a ripped squirrel. I don't see a six-pack on that squirrel, but I do see possible
it's
pecs.
It's kind of like a dad bod for the squirrel.
Yeah. That squirrel is awesome. Love that. All right, well, we're talking about a squirrel's breasts. How about we shift the topic, okay? Let's get a little highbrow on this show and talk about a man's balls that caused some serious damage to some cars in West Seattle. How about we talk about that? Steve's got the news for you at 6:17.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle.
Well, he's no Pulitzer Prize winner. Hell, he can't even pronounce Pulitzer. This is News with Steve Migs.
Well, thanks, guys. Thanks to Kia of Puyallup for giving us news and sports. It's a very, very fancy day today, BJ. Happy National Chocolate Cupcake Day.
Oh, yeah, buddy.
Get yourself a chocolate cupcake.
Yeah.
Put some frosting on it.
That's the only way.
And some pieces of bacon.
Oh,
frosting.
Nice. All right.
Bacon.
You're going yellow leaf, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, you are.
I don't know why I'm turning into Vince McMahon while talking about this. But
yeah.
So happy chocolate cupcake day.
Okay.
It's also National No Beard Day.
No beard or yep. Beer?
Beard.
Okay,
no,
good.
It
better not be a National No Beer Day.
That would just be pure insanity.
Yeah.
This could be one of the most insane stories and just funny stories, but I'm glad nobody got hurt. It's funny just because there's just an excessive amount of use of the word balls, and it happened in West Seattle, and it has nothing to do with Danny V.
Dang.
Oh. It has to do with a driver, a guy that was driving a truck. He had a bunch of heavy grinding balls. These are those balls that are used to grind down stones.
Oh.
And they're 2-pound metal balls, and a bunch of them, about 44,000 pounds of them,
came off the back of his truck and just wreaked havoc in the streets of West Seattle.
Damn.
Now, they're metal balls, but I do have to give a shout-out to a texter who says, please, for the love of God, make sure you call these balls rolling down the hill solid steel balls, and then insert shameless 3-2-1 battle plug.
Oh.
So, yes, they're solid steel balls.
Okay.
Nice. Solid steel balls. Thank you, Rev.
There we go. You guys are amazing together.
Don't forget 3-2-1 battle tomorrow. Horror business at Evolve Fitness. You can enjoy some solid steel wrestling.
Solid steel!
Damn crowds everywhere you go.
Yeah. Jeez.
All right. Well, anyways, this story is even more awesome because they interviewed the truck driver who gave the greatest interview at Como 4 News about his balls and how they wreaked havoc in the streets of West Seattle.
I'm looking back, and then I see all these balls rolling down the street.
Yeah.
And I said, holy So
whoops.
I put on the brakes, stopped, and let cars go by. And then I called 911. And they said, oh, are you that guy with all the balls rolling down the street? And I go, yeah, that's me.
Mm-hmm.
So here I am.
Love that guy.
Oh, are you that guy with all the balls rolling down the street? And I go, yeah, that's me.
That's right. I got my balls down the street.
So here's a guy, he's in his truck, and now he's watching all these balls just bouncing down the street. They're hitting cars. Four cars were hit by the balls. Took several hours for the crew to clean up the mess. And here he is talking about watching his balls go down the street.
Oh, yeah, I know. I saw them bouncing down. I was like, nothing I can do right now until the police are finished with me. I think the police are going to get somebody out here to clean this up. Luckily, nobody was injured. And there might have been some damage to a car coming up there. Those things are bouncing way down. I'm just glad I didn't get 200 miles out because going on my low route to Salt Lake City, those things could have broke then. Going up a hill, if they're going down the hill, there could have been some accidents.
Oh, gosh.
So it's actually a good thing it happened now.
I mean,
he's absolutely right.
Glasses half full guy.
Yeah.
Oh, are you that guy with all the balls rolling down the street?
Yeah.
And I go, yeah, that's me.
That's right. You know, Steve, think about it, because, I mean, you had that pipe hit you.
Yes.
On the freeway. Imagine if these balls came to you. Yeah. That's
the last thing I want on I-5 is a giant ball to the face.
Yeah. Not on I-5, anyway.
No.
Yeah.
Maybe on 167.
Yeah, 167 or the 169.
Maybe they should have punished him, thanks, DJ, the way that this one woman in Texas punished her son for stealing her car. Have you seen this
video?
Oh,
that lady's awesome, yes.
This lady isn't. So,
I wanted to thank my buddy John Kay for sending me the video of that. That was funny.
So this kid just seems like a real troublemaker. He disconnected the Wi-Fi from the house, shut off the security camera so his mom couldn't see what he was doing, and then he stole her BMW, a brand new BMW. So she's like, all right, daughter, get in the car with me, and let's go track down my son. So they track him down. They're able to get to him. She then gets out of the car, grabs the belt, opens the door, and just starts beating him with the belt.
Yeah, and you know what? Props to the daughter for documenting this for us to watch.
Yeah, the video is pretty fantastic. If you can see her just walk up to the car, open up the door, and then just start giving him a grade-A whooping with the belt. The brother, I guess, since then, because of that, he lost his cell phone, his PlayStation 4. They're gone for the rest of the year, and his bedroom door was taken off.
Yeah, dude. I heard he's grounded until further notice.
Yes, it said grounded until 2019 or further notice.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't steal your mom's brand new BMW.
No, and plus the way he went and disabled everything, this guy's like a Mission Impossible guy.
It's unreal. Yeah, right. What the hell is he up to that he didn't want security cameras on? Probably smoking the pot.
Yeah, you might be right about
allegedly,
that.
Allegedly, of course.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, let's go to Woodinville, Washington for this story where a woman and a man, they were, I guess, doing some shopping and decided we've got this great shoplifting scam that we could do. The woman created a diversion while the guy shoved a bunch of Christmas ornaments down his pants. And they left the store, and cops are still looking for them. I only bring this up because, yes, that means Christmas ornaments are for sale already.
Oh,
here,
man.
In Woodinville, Washington.
So he put the Christmas balls down by his Christmas.
Yeah. Oh, are you that guy with all the balls rolling down the street? And I go, that's me.
Yeah, I'm that guy.
Well, maybe if they win the Mega Millions, they won't have to steal Christmas ornaments because the Mega Millions jackpot is now over $900 million.
Whoa! You didn't buy one yesterday, huh?
I didn't.
Oh, man. That's why we didn't win.
But the next drawing is on Friday.
Okay.
So that's tomorrow. So I have all day today.
So you're going to buy one for the show and one for you?
I never said that. I'm going to get myself one.
Well, I'll give you money if you buy one for the show.
Now I have to, then I'm bound to having to go to the store today.
I thought you weren't going to, I thought you wanted to buy one.
Yeah, I do, but that doesn't mean I'm necessarily going to go to the store and buy one.
Okay, well, I understand that logic.
I got to gauge it.
All right.
If I do it,
yeah,
you can reimburse me.
All right, Danny, how about you? Would you go to the store and buy one?
Well, I'm already going to get the energy drink, so yes, I'll get some.
All right.
That's right. Tomorrow's Bang Friday.
Bang Friday.
Oh, I forgot about that. Oh,
we're gonna crush Bang energy drinks and see what happens to us all morning.
Yes.
I'm only going to have one. I'm not doing more than one Bang energy drink.
No!
The one is all you're supposed to have.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Those, like a crazy person.
Yeah, he's agreeing with
no,
you.
No, I agree with you. Why are you arguing with me?
Oh, I thought you were looking at me like, no,
no,
we're going to
do
one.
A six no. pack of a
I'm like, no, you're insane. Of course we're not going to drink more than one Bang energy drink in the morning.
Oh, okay, good. All right.
For a minute, the look on your face, I thought for sure you thought you're a weakling. Take them all.
Yeah, no way. Yeah, every hour we drink one Bang energy drink.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And then we have people guess on who's going to have the heart attack first by 10 o'clock.
Pick me.
Well, anyways, you can pick your Mega Millions jackpot ticket. Just to let you know, the odds, a $2 ticket, you have a 1 in $302.5 million chance of winning.
Woo!
$302.5 million chance.
Yeah. That doesn't mean we can't do it.
What is this, Danny? This is us. I thought, so is Danny getting it, and then the two of you are going to just walk?
Well, like you said you aren't going to go to the store. I can't trust you. You don't know if you're going to go.
I'm very trustworthy. I was honest and said I might not go. I could have just said, yeah, man, I'll get it. And then I just pocket you $10 and be like, man, we didn't win.
I know, but I want a guy that's definitely going to go. You don't know if you're going to go.
But I don't appreciate you calling me not trustworthy. I'm being honest.
No, I mean, I can't trust that you'll go. That's all I'm saying.
Fine, that's true.
You're complaining that I'm not going to give you the money because you may not go.
You're complaining that I don't want you to drink Bang energy drinks. Clearly today we're not on the same page, BJ.
That's
clearly.
It. Where's the squirrel with the boobs?
Oh, are you that guy with all the balls rolling down the street? And I go, yeah, that's me.
That's me.
That's it.
Solid steel! I didn't even say solid steel.
Okay, this show is off the rails, and I think it's too early for that.
This is a solid steel disaster.
Yes, it is.
And now they don't say anything.
No, they say nothing. Crowd.
Oh.
This crowd really needs to get together and learn how to be a crowd.
Worst crowd ever.
They really are. Come on, guys.
Well, you know, I bet you're in a good mood today, BJ, because your Red Sox are one win away from potentially meeting the Dodgers, because both teams are one win away from going to the World Series. The Red Sox beat the Astros 8-6.
Very tired.
Dodgers beat the Brewers 5-2. Lots of controversy with your game.
Yeah.
Because of that home run that was not a home run, or that is a home run. Jose Altuve of the Houston Astros, it looked like he was going to be able to tie the game early in the first inning. Looked like a home run. Mookie Betts from the Red Sox almost caught the ball and probably would have caught the ball, but then some fan pushes his glove closed.
Yeah.
So they decide, because, you know, it's a fan interference, so therefore it's an out. What do you think? I think he would have caught it.
Yeah, the trouble is this. If you go into the stands, if you're in the stands, the fans get to do whatever they want. It doesn't matter. They can hit you. I mean, they can take your cap off. They can blindfold you. I mean, you're in their area, which means whatever they do is not a problem. They felt the fan reached over, at least the umpire did.
Right.
And they couldn't, in the video, they couldn't determine if that was true or not. So then the call stood because of that. They couldn't overturn it. If I'm an Astros fan, I totally understand why they're upset, because you know, I can't tell if it was really if he was in the stands or not.
Yeah, it's tough to see. I mean, but it looked like I don't know. I mean, you watch it in slow motion, it looks like he's going to catch it, but who knows?
But in baseball rules, if Mookie's in the stands, they get to do whatever they want. They can smack his glove around. They can do whatever they want. So that's why I think the Astros fans have a legitimate beef. I have to.
At what point are they going
to
remove, like, maybe the first couple rows to avoid these situations? I feel like it's bound to happen.
I know. You think they would? Yeah, you really do.
Anyways, you can watch the Red Sox potentially wrap things up today. They have a 3-1 series lead, and that game is at 5:09 on TBS. Tomorrow, LA and Milwaukee, and LA's got a 3-2 series lead on that. Congrats to the Sounders.
Woo!
This is their 10th consecutive playoff berth. That's pretty awesome. They clinched it last night against Orlando City, beating them 2-1. Seattle has won 12 of their last 14 games. Not a bad way to be marching towards the playoffs with a good winning streak.
Again, they're the team that, you know, they're the bad team in the playoffs that nobody wants to play, at least if you go by record.
As far as weather, 67 degrees and some sun, and thank you, Law Tigers, for giving us news and sports.
Yeah, that's that game went on for hours, too, dude. It started at 5:30, and I didn't get to bed till after 10.
Whoa.
Yeah, it was just, after everything was said and done, it was, I think it was a 4.5-hour something game, so it was just nuts. Yeah, so very exciting. I mean, the controversy is really, people are loving the fact that, okay, this is, you're seeing a lot in this game. And they're scoring runs. That's just so bizarre. You don't see that in elite playoff baseball, all the runs being scored by the Astros and the Red Sox, but that's exactly what's happening.
Dude, what was the scoring at 8-6?
That's a pitcher's duel.
Yeah. And, you know, again, the most unlikely guy, this guy in the entire playoffs only has 3 hits. His batting average, I think, is maybe close to 200. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
But in those 3 hits, he has 9 RBIs.
Who's that?
That's Jackie Bradley Jr.
Oh, okay.
And he's had 2 home runs. He's had a base. Clearing double. He's had a grand slam, and he had a 2-run home run last night that basically, you know, pretty much broke the backs of the Astros. But and then the Red Sox closer can't find it. That guy is not pitching well, so it's always exciting when he comes in, no matter what the situation is. The Astros always think they have a chance because that guy can't pitch anymore.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so it's really an exciting series.
Playoff baseball is a lot of fun to watch.
Yeah, and I am having a good time.
Your team's in it, and it's 1 win away from going into World Series.
Yeah,
that only makes it more awesome.
But you know, it's scary because you still aren't there yet. You still got to get one more win, and the Astros are definitely
capable. Who's ever blown a 3-1 series lead?
Exactly. Who's ever done that? Yeah.
Hey, a lot of people are very excited about Bang Friday tomorrow. One person suggested that we should shotgun the bangs.
Oh, no, I'm not doing that.
Starburst and Purple Haze are the best. Another person says Unicorn Rainbow Bang is awesome. I tried another one yesterday.
Oh, you did?
Which one did I get?
You've been pre-funking.
Cherry Blade Lemonade.
Ooh, right. Actually, yeah. I think I like that one, Danny. If they have Cherry Blade Lemonade, I'll take that, Danny. It's a good flavor. So.
Okay. So far, I've only had 2 different flavors, and my favorite's the blue one. Blue Raz, I think it's called.
Oh, so you didn't really like the Cherry Blade Lemonade that much?
No, I thought it was really good. I just liked the other one better.
All right.
Yep.
So you can have the blue one, and I'll take Cherry Blade Lemonade.
Danny, give me one of those unicorn blood ones.
Yeah, the unicorn one sounds like fun.
Okay. Danny doesn't look happy about him, and he's going to get a lot of routine.
We're taking orders now.
You like the waitress that doesn't write anything down. You got to memorize this?
Yes.
Write this down, man.
I'm good. I got
Red
this
Red wants his
here.
Unicorn balls.
It's a steel trap up here, guys.
All right. Danny, do you have any cash? Do you need any money?
I should get some cash.
Yeah, he's got all that money that he's going to win in the Mega Millions.
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, then. I'll get you after, Danny.
Bang, bang.
Yeah. It's going to be a great day tomorrow. A little nervous.
What about?
Because I don't drink a lot of caffeine. You know,
energy drink.
You know what happens to me when I had Diet Coke at the seminars?
Yeah, you say awful things to people.
I was a very crabby man, yes.
Tomorrow's going to be fantastic.
Oh, here we go. And we're going to take calls, too. That's not good, because sometimes stupid people call us.
I think we should just make it, just start calling the minute the show starts.
Oh, no. No. Oh. Yesterday, Steve, he did get this one wrong.
Sandy Cheeks is a fictional character from what animated show?
What? Sandy Cheeks?
Yeah.
Debbie Does Dallas.
No.
Rugrats.
No.
Rick and Morty.
No!
You were on the right track. You were on the right track picking the most popular ones you could think of. But this one is old school popular. SpongeBob is what we're talking about.
The greatest show ever created, according to Daniel.
Yes, it is true.
Are you still standing by that?
Oh, yeah.
All right, then. 206-421-ROCK. We're going to be playing Beat Migs at 647 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. Here's another question from a listener. If I can't afford to pay my bills, how am I going to afford attorneys and bankruptcy fees?
You know, one of the things people ask me all the time as a bankruptcy lawyer is that how am I going to pay all these fees and costs because I'm here because I can't afford to pay my bills? And of course, we understand that. I mean, being in the bankruptcy field. But, you know, one of the things to remember is that if you decide, once you make the decision to file bankruptcy, you can stop paying on all of the creditors that are going to be included in the bankruptcy. And those are the funds that you can use that you have been paying your creditors to pay your attorney fees and court costs to get your case filed. And once your case is filed, you're not going to have most of those payments anymore.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.